Our frigate would have had 50 good reasons for renaming itself the Argus after that mythological beast with 100 eyes. The lone rebel among us was Conseil, who seemed utterly uninterested in the question exciting us and who was out of step with the general enthusiasm on board. As I said, Commander Farragut had carefully equipped his ship with all the gear he needed to fish for a gigantic cetacean. No whaling vessel could have been better armed. We had every known mechanism, from the hand-hurled harpoon to the blunderbuss firing barbend arrows to the duck gun with exploding bullets. On the forecastle was mounted the latest model breech-loading cannon, very heavy of barrel and narrow of bore, a weapon that would figure in the Universal Exhibition of 1867. Made in America, this valuable instrument could fire a 4-kilogram conical projectile an average distance of 16 kilometers without the least bother.